We're going to build into this facility a fire water system. We're going to do that. If we build this facility, we're going to have an upgrade to the water line coming to the facility. We're going to increase the size of the water line running to the facility to 12-inch, which will more than meet our needs for water supply for our fire suppression system. It's going to be a fixed system. It's going to have fixed fire water monitors. Are all critical points that we feel are necessary in conjunction with the fire department's input as well. The system will be activated and will not need to be manned after activated. It will provide cooling water to any area that potentially could be exposed to fire that would be of concern. It's not our desire to extinguish a propane fire until we secure the fuel to that fire. And the ESD system, the total product control system, assists us in doing that. It minimizes the duration of any situation should it ever occur. By activating that system, we shut off the fuel supply to that situation. It will be a short duration event, and we will have the cooling water available to keep that area cool to prevent any further increase of the situation. The excess flow valves do the same thing. Again, another layer of safety. And this built-in system, these devices, these safety devices, all reduce the need for emergency services from outside. With this system, we will certainly call the fire department for assistance, but we feel this system in itself provides a significant layer of safety protection, reducing the needs on emergency services from the outside. We'll talk about training now. We have many requirements from training, DOT, NFPA 58, and we have developed a pretty significant training program over the years. We incorporate the National Propane Gas Association Certified Employee Training Program. We require all of our operators to go through this program, successfully completing it. We also have a corporate training program that all DCP employees have to go through. Is called Process Fundamentals. In addition to that, we have developed our own asset-specific training program, very relevant to what we do and specific to what we do. And we have developed this over years, and we believe we have one of the finest training programs in our industry. And that's very evident in our safety record. We've never had an incident. We take it very seriously. We train our employees to the highest degree. DOT requires us to recertify our employees every 3 years. We go a step above and we recertify our employees every year. We are always looking to improve our training and safety programs. In addition to training our own employees, we're going to provide training to the fire department. We're going to become their best friend. We're going to have drills regularly. We're going to offer outside training should they desire it. And we're going to make sure they are very aware of what's inside the facility that they need to know about to handle any potential situation in conjunction with our fixed system. We're going to look at the fire department's equipment needs. We're going to talk with the fire department, and we're going to work with them to handle any equipment needs that they feel they need. We're also going to ask them to look at our fixed system to see if there's something special that they might want incorporated into the system. Should they want a line in a certain place or a connection somewhere, we're going to certainly involve them in those discussions to make sure they're comfortable with what we have, and we work together as partners. We're going to be talking with the fire department, the local and county level, about our emergency response plans. We're going to make sure that we're all in agreement. We have the best plan to go forward. We have plans that have worked and work well now in all of our facilities. And we're going to look at this facility, if it's constructed, as it's constructed, with the fire department to make sure we are covering everything. We are going to evaluate it, and we do so every year. We reevaluate our emergency response plans every single year, and we make changes as necessary, and we make notifications to all parties that need to know what those changes are. Lastly, I want to touch on security. Security is a very large concern for us, as for everyone. We conduct background checks on every employee, on every truck driver that comes into our facilities. In addition, in a facility such as this, it's regulated by the United States Coast Guard, they're going to require any individual that comes to this facility on a regular basis or employed here to have what is called a TWIC card. It's a Transportation Worker Identification Card. It's administered by the TSA, which is the United States Coast Guard. They conduct a thorough background check on every individual that is issued this card, and it's issued by the Coast Guard, and they will not be allowed into our facilities without that card. In addition to getting that card, they need final approval from us. We have the last say-so on who comes in and who doesn't after they have this card issued by the Coast Guard. Once they've been granted access to the facility, any individual that's not employed at the facility will have to go through a safety orientation training to be in the facility, and that involves every single truck driver, every visitor, even the fire department. We will make sure that everyone is well trained on security. We're going to have camera systems in the facility to monitor operations as well as security. That will be an ongoing thing. We will have security guards as required, as needed in the facility, anytime there's a vessel at the dock or any other time that it's necessary or deemed necessary by the Coast Guard. There will be additional layers of security, which I cannot disclose at this time, but I can assure you that there will be additional layers of security. And I think that you can understand why I cannot reveal additional layers of security. And with that, that's all I have, and I'll be available for questions later on.
Mr. Chairman,